All right, episode 133. We're back, Rob.
133.
133. Larry Bird with a one in front.
Larry Bird.
Yeah, that's a famous 33. It's the first one that comes to mind. I'm sure there's plenty of others.
Larry Bird.
Yeah. Numerology, man. It's all the rage, you know?
So Indiana, Larry Bird.
Yeah, yeah, good times. All right, so we are recording this, and it doesn't matter when you're listening to it, but when we're recording it, it's Friday. So we're going to do a little Friday fun day. I thought it'd be fun. I'm just going to jump right into it. That's okay.
Yeah.
And not talk about advertising and design, really, and just kind of lean into Friday fun day. Yeah, I mean, it's the end of a week, man. We've been doing a lot of advertising and design. Maybe we need a break from it, you know, at the end of the day on a Friday. And rock out. This is always a fun one. And this is a fun one when you're doing
photo. Get ready. Strap in.
I know. Well, you know, it's kind of one of those, like, you know, when you're on a photo shoot and there's all the downtime, or when you're on a production and you're just kind of shooting the bull and all that kind of stuff, right, is the classic desert island quiz game, right?
Oh.
Oh, the sound.
I was trying to do it.
There you go.
Yeah, but I was trying to do the beep, beep, beep.
You know. Yeah, desert island. Like, hey, if you're trapped on a desert island, what, you know, like, fill in the blank, right? And the classic go-to is always desert island candy bar. If you could only have one candy bar for the rest of your life, Rob.
Yeah.
And it would, you know, we're getting, just to get the, all the rule, you know, people out of the way and get that all, you know, rules, it's not
the trolls.
Yeah, it's not a nutritional play. You're going to have other... You have coconuts and food and whatever on your desert island.
It's a simple question.
It's just, and, you know, and they're airdropping it in once a week or whatever it is. You know what I mean? This is, you know.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, don't get all in a wad out of everything. You know, it's just, hey, you can only have one candy bar for the rest of your life, right? What candy bar are you picking is the question.
Yeah. It's a lot to think through.
well, I think that
But at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, okay.
I mean, I have my answer.
Okay, what is it?
It's going to be the most unpopular answer all time.
The most unpopular? That's like Rolo or something.
No, Rolo's delicious, though.
They are delicious. Yeah. Okay, what's the most unpopular?
Mine's going to be the classic Hershey bar.
That is pretty boring.
I told you it was going to be boring.
Yeah. The classic Hershey bar, like.
Yeah, here's why.
Okay.
Here's why.
Not even Cadbury's. I mean, Cadbury chocolate is far. What are you talking about? It's far superior to Hershey's.
It's disgusting.
Okay. It's Robin eggs.
Here's why. The Hershey's, it's a classic.
Okay.
It's always delicious.
It is.
You can eat it a number of different ways.
Okay.
So I think that takes care of a little bit of the boredom and monotony of being on the island.
Okay.
You can stack them. You can break them.
Okay.
You can make shapes out of them.
Our approaches are vastly different.
If you have fire, you could melt it down and make a nice warm topping with it.
For your coconuts.
And I've never been let down by one. I've never regretted that choice in the candy bar aisle.
Okay.
Not once.
Before I jump in with mine, have you had any of the derivatives of the traditional Hershey?
Like
the almond, the cookies and cream, you know, that one.
I've had them all.
You had them all. No, none of them.
The OG.
OG
Hershey bar.
All right. M&M's or peanut M&M's? Which one would you have to pick?
On the island or in general?
No, this is a side hatch conversation.
Oh.
You know, yeah. Since you're saying OG
I got to go. If I got to pick one for the rest of time, I got to go plain.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you are a simple person. I love it. I appreciate it. Yeah.
I do love, it's not to knock the peanut M&M because it's a delicious treat.
Yeah, but here's the good news. If we were trapped on the desert island together, we wouldn't be fighting over the same candy.
No,
it's kind of where we're at.
If you pick like a zero bar, I'm going to slap you.
Charleston Chew.
Charleston Chew. Yeah.
I do love a good Charleston Chew, which again has nothing in it and no one loves it except for me. So my family thinks I'm a freak. That is not my desert island candy bar though. My desert island candy. So you're going for simplicity. Okay.
Basic.
I'm going to go.
There's a lot I can do with it.
Yeah. I'm going to go completely the opposite. I'm going to go for complexity, you know, and.
You're going to go like.
As many ingredients as possible.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
As many ingredients. Are you going to go classic Snickers?
No. It's too much.
It's
a lot in there.
Oh, then you want a Milky Way?
No, I'm going to go. It is Take Five. Take Five is my favorite candy bar.
Horrible. Do you even buy those anymore?
Hold on. It has been rebranded under the Reese's umbrella. It is now Reese's Take Five.
Wonder why.
Well, because no one was buying it, and the power of Reese's sells candy bars, right? It is a pretzel base. It is a waffle pretzel base, okay? snappy, crunchy, salty.
Off to a bad start.
Okay.
Then already too complicated.
Then it is infused with Reese's. Reese's put on top of that. Okay. But wait, there's more. Caramel on top of that. And then dunk,
all wrapped in chocolate.
Dunk that whole thing in chocolate. It is a magical wonderland. It is an explosion of flavor in your mouth.
It's too much. You're going to get bored of that. It's too much.
I'd say before, you know, my backup would be Twix. Okay. The classic.
Twix is a good bar.
Because Twix gives you both in terms of the crunch and the chocolate and the, you know, and you know, you can pull them apart and then it's like, I got my cookie on one side. I got my Rolo on the other. Right. Forever. My answer probably would have been Twix. It's a classic.
But then you went to Take Five.
I'm going Take Five, baby. Take Five. I need a little 5-minute break on my desert island, you know, enjoy.
Just to Take Five.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, break from all the other.
Yeah.
Work you'll be doing. Lashing together hut.
I mean, there's a lot of weaving
gathering,
of palm fronds.
Palm fronds, bowls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fire, trying to make fire.
Yeah, I got all that covered. I was a Boy Scout, dude. I got all that covered. Like, we're good. Well, so Take Five. Yeah, Take Five is my very unpopular, complicated answer.
But, all right, well, I'm gonna throw a question back.
Okay, I love it.
Same island.
Okay.
With your candy bar.
Okay, so... We're still getting the deliveries of the candy bars.
Still getting you still get to enjoy the treat.
Okay.
The tasty treat. In addition to.
All right. And for the record, I would go peanut M&M's.
While you're sitting M&M's. now, let me preface this by saying nothing else matters but your answer. Don't ask dumb questions.
Okay. All right.
There's nothing practical about this. There's nothing.
Got it.
Okay. On this island, while you're enjoying your treat, you get one album.
One album.
You have one album.
Oh my Lord.
To have on the desert island.
Okay, I'm gonna listen to this one album. What's the perfect album?
You gotta go one album.
Oh, dude, you can't put me on the spot like that.
Yeah. I mean, I need an answer. Like, there's no
This is one of those, like, I would need to call a friend. You know what I mean?
Understanding, like, this is a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe not your final answer, but I need an answer.
I'm gonna go Iron Maiden Live After Death. That's my snap decision without thinking too much about it. But the first one that popped in my mind is Led Zeppelin IV. And I would, my genre would clearly focus straight on rock. I mean, I would be a rock and roll kind of guy, right?
Yeah.
But I think I would go Maiden. I mean, they're my favorite band. I literally just drove to Charlotte to see them with my oldest, you know. Throwback to the 80s, you know. I would probably, I mean, I honestly, I could listen to them every single day. Yeah. I think I probably do, to be quite honest. So, now, if I sat here for the next three hours and pondered this, there would be probably a bevy of different answers. And I'd be like, oh, I didn't think about that one. Oh, I didn't think about this.
I don't think I could go. I would want something that's got a little bit of everything. That's got some rock. And I mean, your Zeppelin answer is not a bad one because on any Zeppelin album, you get a range of relaxing,
for sure.
You know,
for sure.
To classic, to some heavier stuff.
Yeah.
So I think I would need that range. Yeah.
If you come in with like the soundtrack to some movie, I'm gonna throw a hissy fit over here, you know. So
I don't know if you saw Mean Girls 2. But
well, these singles, that was a great soundtrack. But heavy rock and roll.
Heavy rock and roll. You know? So I think Zeppelin's not but then also I think through like, well gosh, what if I'm on the island? What if I just want something like, what if I just lean into like, you know what?
Don't
I'm going to be super stressed out, so I may just go full Bob Marley and just something chill that can be background music that can just, but
totally.
It's going to relax me a little bit.
It's an acceptable answer. I will accept Legend, right? What are you going to pick? I mean, what's your answer? You know, you sprung this on us, Aaron. What's the answer? Phone a friend.
It's going to be Gorgoroth's second album.
Gwar.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, I'm for purposes of right now, I might go Marley.
Okay.
I might just go like a Marley Legends.
I certainly would peg you for more of a singer songwriter chill.
I don't want to get like too amped up.
You don't want to rage, you know, there's no mosh pitting on the island.
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of coconut and
you know. I don't know. I'm a Live After Death. So I think a good live album from a rock and roll band, you know, Scorpions have a great live album.
Oh, Worldwide Live is one of the best.
You know, or Thin Lizzy, you know, has a great, you know, live. You know, I don't know. I think a live album on a desert island might be nice.
Well, you feel like there are people around you.
Yeah. Well, I want to
close your eyes and pretend you're Pretend you're in a crowded
venue. To your point,
though,
Slayer, Decade of Aggression, probably too much.
A little much.
Oh, well, I didn't consider the double disc. I don't know. Live After Death wasn't a double disc, I don't think. So anyway,
double disc would be smart.
Yeah, that would be smart. So,
more bang for your buck.
That's a tough one. That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
So, that's a good one right up there with candy bars. So soda. What's your Desert Island soda? I don't really drink a lot of soda, but I mean.
Funny you say that. I don't ever drink soda either.
Yeah.
And today I did.
I'll drink sparkling water. I'll drink like
LaCroix. I went to Taqueria today. Shout out Taqueria.
Delicious Atlanta
and
tacos.
And I got a can of Coca-Cola, of original classic Coca-Cola.
The full bore.
Yeah.
Man.
And it was
not
delicious.
Even the zero, like full
cold,
Coca-Cola.
Ice cold classic Coca-Cola.
Man, those just things Coca-Cola. Are good, you know.
I would probably, if I had to pick one soda, I might go with that.
Original Coke?
Yeah, I might just go original. How boring. Original Coke and a plain Hershey bar and Bob Marley. Life is good.
Bob Marley's not boring. I mean, that's throwing a little
Dude,
funk
think
in
about
there,
if you knock down one of those coconuts, just shave some of that off right on top of that little Hershey bar.
Mm, that's a good idea.
I mean, what happens if you put coconut on a Take Five?
Just
nothing. Just more. It's
extra.
Just more noise.
Yeah, extra.
It's just more noise. Yeah.
I need to be distracted.
More noise for your mouth.
Well, what about just me spending hours and hours dissecting those Take Fives into the five different ingredients?
Yeah.
And then I've got a bowl of pretzels over here.
That's true.
I've got a bowl of caramel over there, you know? So,
that's true.
I don't think Coke is a... I mean, dude, it's...
It's classic.
It's classic. It's delicious. I don't think that's boring at all, unlike the, you know, Hershey bar.
I mean, Dr. Pepper's a good one. It's a runner-up.
If you took Coke, I would take Dr. Pepper. I would go with a Mr. Pibb or Pibb Extra, Dr. Pepper.
Pibb is good, too. I like Dr. Pepper better than Pibb, though, I think. Just for longevity. I think I do.
I got to tell you, if we did a blind taste test, I'm not sure that I could could you taste the difference between Mr. Pibb? Or it's not even Mr. Pibb anymore. It's called Pibb Extra.
I think I could.
You think you could?
Okay. Yeah, we should do that in the office one day.
We should do a
soda lineup.
Well, but it's got to be like, you know, Pibb Extra, Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper 10, Diet Dr. Pepper. Like all the different funky derivatives of like one sort of genre. Like I do feel pretty confident I would be able to taste the difference between Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, and Coke Zero. I think all of us could do that.
I think probably. Right? The sugar factor would,
Years ago, we did all of the beers. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We did a bunch of beers
all
in
of
the
them.
Office.
Every single one of them.
No, it was, what was it? It was like 6 to 8 beers or something, wasn't it? It was like Natty Light, Coors Light,
domestic,
Bud Light. It was all the domestic light, Miller Light, all the things. Newsflash, I don't drink a lot of those beers. I did not do well on that blind taste test at all. I think I got like 2 out of 8 or 10 or something like that. Did you do well on that?
I think I did okay, but I don't really drink those beers, so that's not my...
Yeah. Yeah, well, exactly. It wasn't really our jam. So.
Coors Light, I can spot a mile away.
That's back when Takis were in, and then we had that whole, like, remember all the Takis? We were always like...
so gross.
Oh, God. Why do kids love the Takis so much?
You know? Although they may have kind of...
Fizzled out?
I mean, we don't have them in our house anymore. We used to always have them in our house, but we don't have... No one asks for them anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if my kids eat them at school or not. I mean, our kids have gotten older. They're not in middle school anymore, you know, so... Takis, not a thing. The blind type. Okay, so Coca-Cola, Hershey bar, Bob Marley.
Yeah.
I'm going Live After Death, Dr. Pepper, and Take Five.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. All right, last one or whatever, and we'll get out of here on our Friday fun day. Give me your top sandwiches of all time. Places, locations.
So it has to be location or type of sandwich?
Either or. I mean, this is a wild card. This is a burp, 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 burp sound effect, like wild card. You know, like for example, I would go Cool Corners, you know,
Cuban,
Atlanta, right? Cool Corners doesn't exist anymore. You can't get that. But that for me, dude, that's a top five sandwich of all time.
Yeah.
You know? Like that was never disappointed. For those that know traditional Atlanta, old school Atlanta, 90s, early 2000s, like, if you knew Cool Corners, you knew, you're in. You know what I mean? So
I would say, and mine's going to be a very obscure reference, but
as a sandwich in general,
I am a sucker for a BLT.
Okay.
And
it's a classic sandwich, dude.
And there used to be a place in Decatur. It was burned down by a fire, unfortunately. A place called the Fifth Earl.
Okay.
And it was next to what is the pool hall that's... I'm blanking on it. In downtown Decatur, it's kind of a
I wouldn't know.
not Twain's, but it's called, oh my gosh, I forget. Anyway, it's not important. The Fifth Earl was a little sandwich shop in Decatur, and they had the best BLT.
That you've ever had?
I've ever had.
Okay. Big, thick, juicy tomatoes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Just big, all fresh ingredients, all fresh tomatoes, all good local Pine Street bacon, and it was just solid. That's a good sandwich.
I think I've got one we would both agree on.
Go ahead.
French dip from Houston's.
Yeah, it's been a minute. That's a great sandwich. It was a great sandwich. Well, I don't know if it's still a great sandwich or not, but that's a classic.
It's not as good as it used to be.
That's a classic.
From the Hillstone takeover, which is not a knock on Hillstone. I think it was just a time capsule sandwich.
That was a good sandwich.
Yeah, that was a good one. I will also accept, I believe it's called, because we were talking about this the other day, the Highlander. Didn't they have the Lionel? That was a French dip over at that place forever, too. And that was a delicious sandwich.
Maybe, but I don't know that I ever...
The Lionel.
I didn't lot of eating at the Highlander. Drinking.
It's a drinking place. I need a shot and a beer.
But they had tater tots. They always had classic the Lionel tater tots. And
They also had a all-you-can-eat snow crabs on a Tuesday night.
Oh, you used to go do that.
I used to go to that with Principal Matt. Matt, who's been on the podcast before. That was... those were awesome. Not advertised, you kind of had to know. Then you kind of show up and be like, hey, are you guys still doing the... Be like, oh, yeah, it's going on. Be like, all right, we're
here's my curveball sandwich.
Okay. I'll accept a hot dog or a hammer, like whatever.
No, I'm going to say it is the... I go to it all the time. I'm going to give a shout out to Jersey Mike's.
Oh, boy.
For the roast beef and provolone.
Okay. You're not going to go Philly
Their
Philly's good.
Their Philly's good.
Yeah.
Their cheesesteak is good.
Okay. Yeah.
But I go to them for their just straight up roast beef and provolone.
Roast beef and provolone.
Yeah. It's a boring sandwich.
Yeah.
No. It goes well with a Hershey bar for dessert.
Wash it down with a Coke and a
Hershey bar.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'd be in a food coma if I all three of those things at once. Like, I know. I'm not 20 anymore.
I know, right? So.
Again, if we sat here for 10 more minutes, we'd come up with
BLT would be my one island sandwich. If I had to pick an island sandwich, I'd go BLT.
I mean, honestly, that's not a bad one. You can't pick like a Philly or a heavy meat lover sandwich.
You could go club. If you needed a little bit more meat in there, you get a little turkey.
Tell you what, man, the best club sandwiches I ever had are at my neighborhood pool back when teenagers used to run the snack bar and put like an entire box of like deli meat. It was like a 6-inch tall club sandwich toasted. It would take 26 minutes for a 14-year-old to make this. I mean, it would be like order it at one Adult Swim, pick it up at the next Adult Swim. But I'm telling you, man, those things were delicious.
Yeah, reliable.
Little toothpicks in there.
A little toasted bun.
Good times.
All right, folks.
All right, Friday fun day.
Friday fun day.
Hopefully you're listening to this on a Monday and it's cheering you up and getting you ready for a Friday.
We'll see you on the island.
Send us your hot takes, you know?
Yeah. So. All right, everybody. You know where to find us online at mocktheagency.com, of course, or find us on the socials. We're pretty easy to track down. And have a wonderful weekend, everybody, even if it's not your weekend.
Seriously. It's weekend somewhere. Bye.